KP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Authorities say five coalition members are dead, five hurt, after a military helicopter crashed in a non-hostile incident today at the NATO base in the Afghan capital, Kabul. And AP correspondent Lynn O'Donnell reports an Afghan official says a suicide car bomber has targeted a convoy of foreign troops in Kabul.
There appears to have been an explosion in the center of the city that targeted a convoy of foreign military. We're not too sure what the nationality of the military is, but they were attached to the Resolute Support Mission that is run by the United States and NATO here. So Afghan officials are saying it was a suicide car bomber. Resolute Support officials are saying that it was a roadside bomb.
A former member of Sergeant Bo Bergdahl's platoon says he's angry about an Army officer's recommendation that Bergdahl face a lower-level court-martial and be spared the possibility of jail time for leaving his post in Afghanistan. Josh Corder says Bergdahl should face life imprisonment because he holds him responsible for several deaths that happened after Bergdahl abandoned his post in 2009. The Pentagon has said there's no evidence anyone died looking for Bergdahl, but his commanding officers have said the search for him put soldiers in danger. More cities are recognizing Native Americans on Columbus Day this year as they revive a movement to change the name of the holiday to celebrate the history and contributions of indigenous cultures around the country. Native American activist Nick Estes says the move by nine cities to recognize Indigenous Peoples Day is an important step.
Any attempt at humanizing Native people is a step in the right direction, and we realize it's just symbolic change. But it allows us to begin talking about the issues we face.
This is AP Radio News. An inaugural win at Charlotte moves Joey Logano into the next round of the Sprint Cup playoffs.
Joey Logano punched his ticket to the third round of NASCAR's championship chase with a dominating win in the rain-delayed Bank of America 500. Logano led 227 of the 334 laps to pick up his first win at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Kevin Harvick finished second. Martin Truex Jr. was third. It was a tough day for title contenders Kyle Busch, Dale Earnhardt Jr., and Matt Kenseth. All were involved in wrecks and finished 20th, 28th, and 42nd, respectively. Brett McMillan, Concord, North Carolina.
Safety investigators are looking into a small plane crash that killed two people in Northern California when a single-engine plane crashed next to a house just after takeoff. The four-seater Beech 35 Bonanza sparked a fire on a side of a house yesterday afternoon in South Lake Tahoe. The two-story home is less than a mile from the local airport. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.